The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. This is the gospel of the Lord. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said, "Where are you?" So he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid." We are afraid. We all share in that inheritance given to us by our first parents shivering naked in the garden. We are afraid about our future. We cannot see what is coming. We are afraid of living and we are afraid of dying. We are afraid to see our sin for what it is, and we are afraid to think of its consequence. We are afraid of God, for we know that He is the maker of all things, visible and invisible, and we are afraid of Him because He is so, so far from us. We have heard His voice, and we were afraid. But one day, long ago, the voice of an angel spoke to a young girl in Nazareth, and it comes ringing through the centuries to our ears today. "Do not be afraid, Mary. Do not be afraid." How often God's angels have come to speak those stunning words. How often we have heard them through the mouths of God's angelic pastors in our own lives. And how good and right it is for us to hear those words, that angelic greeting today. For since that day in Nazareth, the relationship between the human race and the Eternal One is no longer a relationship of fear. Since that day, your relationship and my relationship with God has changed. There, in Mary's womb, God chose to build His humble throne room. From the moment of conception, to the night of his birth, God was there in that body, reconciling the world to himself. For generations, the church has called this event a mystery. It is strange. It is wonderful. And it is glorious good news for each one of us who has human flesh. For anyone who knows the weakness of that flesh. Christ's conception and gestation in that holy place elevates our conception and reminds us that our redemption is a redemption of soul and body, of spirit and flesh. Again and again, the story of our redemption is told in such concrete terms, in such concrete places. An empty tomb where God was buried. The throne of the cross where God reigned in hidden triumph. A manger where God became the bread of life which sustains his creatures. And this womb where God became man and a woman became the mother of God. This concrete physical reality drives away the chilling fear. God is with us and God is one of us. We cannot hide from him, and we do not need to hide from him. Do not be afraid. The impossible is possible with God. Cling to the message of the angel. And know that God's Spirit now dwells in us just as certainly as God's Son once took flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary. In that certainty, we too can proclaim, "Behold the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Amen.